We do have a quorum. We'll call the Ways and Means Committee meeting to order. And the first bill onto the agenda is going to be House File 2899, Pawlowski's bill. And it's a very simple bill. If I recall right, it was passed and put on the general registry. We called it back because there's a little bit of a revolving fund that has some ability to have some revolving. So first of all, the chair will move House File 2899 be recommended to pass and place on the general registry. Welcome to the committee, Representative Pawlowski, if you can just explain the reason why it's here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Representative Kahn put a reporting element for the Office of Administrative Hearings, and then in finance there was just a clarification that the revolving fund would be the revolving fund of the Office of Administrative Hearings, which has existed since the 1970s, and those are the only changes to the bill. There is no fiscal note.
So, but it is a revolving fund. Any discussion on the bill? Any discussion on the bill? We could make you sit here for a half hour. Okay. If not, then all those in favor of the bill signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee.
General.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did. I did. Members, the next bill on the agenda is House File 2695. And as typical of a major bill like this, there's always some last-minute changes that need to be taken place. I think agreements have been worked out, and the staff is trying to put together an amendment. Knowing how efficient the staff is, it'll probably be done fairly soon. But instead of us sitting here waiting, why don't we recess until quarter... Pardon?
The chair buys dinner then?
Yeah. I don't want you to leave because I...
We'll stay for dinner.
Yeah.
What's your committee
Zero, unfortunately. Why don't we go for a quarter after five, a half hour, but officially be to the call of the chair, but we'll expect if we can get call quarter after five. If that doesn't work, check in. Our clerk will send an email around as well. Okay, thank you. We're in recess. We're going to reconvene the Ways and Means Committee. Order. I thank you very much for your patience. As is general in the legislative process, there's always some glitches. Once in a while, we try to work those out. Very fluid sometimes. And there are still some conversations going on. But welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, I guess you are on the committee.
I am.
Do you want to make a motion?
Yes, please, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move House File 2695. And I have an author's amendment, Mr. Chair.
To recommend to pass and place on the general registry, and we'll have some discussion on that as well. Okay. And there's an author's amendment. Do you want to move the A-17 amendment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move the A-17 amendment.
Okay. Before you, does everyone have the A-17 amendment? Representative Lincheski moves the A-17 amendment. Representative Lincheski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, and I appreciate the delays. Commissioner Innes, who's here, and Senator Bach and I have been continuing to work on the jobs bill, and the tax committee has worked really diligently on it, and it's still being tweaked a little bit because the goal is to not have a conference committee. This was our attempt to have a second jobs bill. The first jobs bill was the bonding bill. This is the second jobs bill, and we've been trying to not have a conference committee, so we're trying to kind of get everybody lined up, and I do want to really thank Commissioner Innes Senator Bach, all the tax committee members, everybody who's been working hard on this. And this is a big bill with a lot of things going on it. So in my author's amendment, just to understand why there was one for Ways and Means, just in that there were some technical changes in data practices to conform to Senate language. We're not going to rename the Douglas J. Johnson Fund or Iron World. We're going to keep them named that way. That was a little, you know, the Rangers, fighting with the Rangers.
Not all of us.
You know, Representative Solberg, I mean, you know, come on. So, and then we
just a couple of Rangers.
Yes. And city, and then we meant to put in East Grand Forks TIF, and we overlooked it, and the Senate pointed that out to us today, so that was in the amendment. There was some work done with St. Paul, the Ford Motor Plant, the United Auto Workers, and the authors, Representative Paymar on CARZ. This is a governor's initiative as well on the CARZ, and the amendment converted a sales tax exemption to a refund and delayed payment of a sales tax refund and the jobs credit until 2013. The amendment also changed, we are adding that we are requiring the Department of Revenue to have some of their new compliance workers as a result of the tax compliance money in the bill have to work in Ely. And the commissioner just told me there's about 100 employees in Ely there now from the Department of Revenue, and we're going to have some of those new workers work in Ely as a result of the negotiations. And then the Taconite Fund projects, we are adopting both the Senate and House projects, again, as a part of that negotiation today. And we have to change the apprenticeship property tax exemption requirement a little bit to get the bill in the order that everybody would like it. So that was the amendment. And if I may, Mr. Chair, just talk about the bill.
Yes, would you please?
But
do you want to adopt the amendment first before we do that? Any questions on the amendment? Let's adopt that. It's the author's amendment. Representative Holberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Chair Lanchesky. Can you talk to me about this all employees hired? Are you saying all employees that are hired for this tax management system? This is new compliance that I'm assuming is above and beyond what's already been passed. And then you also talk about collection management. So is it only directly related to these expenditures or any in that area of work by the Department of Revenue?
Representative Lanchesky.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Holberg. It's related to additional folks who would be hired to gain more compliance initiatives.
Well, Mr. Chair, if that's the case, then I think your language needs to be tweaked because you just talk about the activities. You don't say the activities funded in this section.
Well, I guess, Mr. Chair, if I may, I'd look to staff and the commissioner who are in the room to try to figure out how we might do that yet before we would finish this meeting, because we're trying not to, you know, and we have the floor, but my understanding is that it worked. I don't know if...
Well, an additional, Representative Holberg, the motion is to go to the general registry, and right now, we will not be offering that this is necessarily additional money. And so it's not necessarily going, it'll probably be counted as part of the 20 that's in state government finance bill.
Mr. Chair, but you've appropriated then the same money twice, if in fact we've already passed a bill. Explain to me how that works.
Well, we're going to be working that out, and we're okay with it right now.
But Mr. Chair, do you expect that there'll be another amendment before it goes to the floor to clarify this?
There will be some amendments clarifying this as it goes through.
Okay.
As it clears the floor, yes.
If I might then, Chair Lanchesky, what is your intent for the language on page 10 of the amendment, line 7 through 9? I mean, kind of from a parochial point of view, I think as many of the auditors as possible that we can ship to northern Minnesota so they can terrorize the businesses up there, all the better. you might not like the results with your business community. But, I mean, how many? Maybe it's better that you specify a number or, I mean, because if you say any employee for these activities hired after April 30th, then in my mind, the way that reads, that if they were replacing employees that in the area of compliance or debt management, that they'd have to go to Ely, their replacements.
Mr. Chair, you may want to ask the commissioner directly. The language says any employees. The Department of Revenue may not hire new employees to obtain the compliance initiative, or they may. I don't know.
Do you want to join us and see if we can welcome to the committee?
And Mr. Chair, maybe I'm missing a point here. But maybe the point isn't to have the governor sign this. I don't know. But if you're not planning on going to conference committee, and if you want the governor to sign it, I would think you'd want the administration to sign off
you
as well.
Identify yourself for the tape, please.
Yeah, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Ward Ines with the Minnesota Department of Revenue. And this is the first time I've actually seen this language, this prescriptive language saying we must hire all of our employees in Ely. It does cause me some real concern because right now we do have approximately 100 employees in Ely. It's by far our second largest operation beyond St. Paul. And those are all collection employees. They're not auditors. And so when we do a compliance initiative like we're being asked to do here, it's a combination of auditors we hire and collection individuals. And it probably would not make a lot of sense to put an audit presence up there. It's really been a collection. It's been a great operation for the department. We have voluntarily, without legislative mandate, put more and more employees up there because it's really been a high-functioning operation. So at minimum, this needs to be amended to say collection employees associated with this compliance initiative must be housed in the Ely facility. Now, I want to raise a little bit of a red flag on this because we have 100 employees. Our state-owned building is 100% occupied. We actually took space at a city-owned building right next door to our state-owned building. That is close to 100% capacity between those two facilities. So one of the challenges with this compliance initiative, which I've talked to Representative Kahn at length about, is that it's a one-year compliance initiative. So it requires us to get our individuals hired, get them adequately trained, get them out in the field, get them on the phone doing collections in a very short time frame. So if we have to go out and shop around for real estate, it takes time to put any kind of office space together. It took about 6 to 8 months, I think, Chairman Solberg, on the expansion in Ely. There's security measures that have to be taken at those facilities because there's taxpayer information in there. So we have always been committed to Ely. In my short tenure at the department, we have added 35 employees. We've gone from 60 to 95, 100 employees in Ely. And so you got my commitment. We will do what we can to increase the sales force in Ely. I think this here is a little bit too prescriptive. The way it's drafted, it would mean we'd have to put 35, 40 employees up there in a very short time frame. That's just not feasible. It's just not practical.
Commissioner, I understand you have not had a chance to look at this. And as it goes through, I think you need to have some conversations with the other half of the bodies here to clarify the intent and the problems.
Right.
So we're not going to remove it today, but clarification needs to be done.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, and Mr. Chair, yeah. I probably know too much with this that I'm dangerous, but I mean,
you're dangerous.
I don't understand. I on both sides of the aisle in the state government finance bill, we felt like the compliance numbers that we put in 1671 were pushing this to the max. And so I'm not understanding, number one, why we see this and with, less than 24-hour notice, why these issues didn't go before the State Government Finance Committee, where the people that spend a lot of time on these issues could take a look at it.
Representative Holt.
I mean, I don't know how much money you're looking for here, but if it is a priority, can't we find the money instead of what many of us believe in state government is becoming kind of funny money?
Representative Bacon.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think it's real money. The question is how high can it go? And one of the things that we've always said each year that it could go higher than what revenue first said they could do. And they've always met standards that we had. The thing that I'm concerned with, and I think it's the problem with state government issues being dealt with in the tax committee, is that all of Section 47 is very prescriptive language, which we didn't put in our bill at all. And I really have a lot of problems with putting this language on how state government should operate in the tax code.
Representative Kahn?
Page 49. Has that been taken out in the amendment? I don't know.
No, Representative Kahn, my understanding, it's basically identical language that is in the bill that you passed.
Yeah.
This language is?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I've been informed.
Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Representative Lincheski.
And I think in the bill, we haven't gotten to the bill yet, we're still on the amendment, but now Representative Kahn's referring to the bill. And the bill actually, yes, we lifted it from the state gov finance bill. And I actually am interested.
So it's not a duplication of what's.
No, I'm interested.
Let's go through the chair if we can.
And Mr. Chair, I'm interested in, you know, if there's changes there for the conference committee to make, because that language is in there too. I am interested because my understanding is much of it came from Representative Pepin. And was put in state gov finance, and we actually just lifted this language right out of Representative Kahn's bill, the one that's on page 49. The new language, I have sent a note to Ms. Novak, and I'm asking if she can, before we adjourn, Mr. Chair, I am completely, you know, willing to tighten the language here as the commissioner has suggested, because the way I read the language is it's possible that the commissioner will not send anyone to Ely, but if they did as a relation to this initiative, somebody, they could be sent there, but that's not how I read it. But I'm happy to tighten that so we all have clarity on that before it leaves, and Ms. Novak's working on that now.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions on the amendment? Now, Representative Lincheski, since there's going to be a change to that, did you want to just lay the amendment over? We'll have
I have it.
Okay, very good. Would you want to give it to us? Can you do it in an oral fashion?
I think so. Okay. And Ms. Novak may correct me if I'm wrong. So, members, to the amendment, the oral amendment is on page 10, line 2, after August, insert collection.
Wait a second.
Okay, so I'm reading the wrong thing? Ms. Novak maybe should read this for me.
Ms. Novak, would you be so kind?
Mr. Chair, I apologize for my handwriting. it's page 10, line 7, after any, insert collection. So it would read any collection employees. And then on page 10, line 8, delete activities and insert new initiatives.
Mr. Chair?
Okay.
May I ask the commissioner how he feels about that language?
Chairman, members of the committee, that's definitely an improvement.
Okay.
You know what? It's definitely an improvement. The collection presence that we have up there, you know, we just haven't done any due diligence recently to know what the availability of space is that meets the purposes for our revenue department. You know, we do a jobs fair up there at the community college usually. So it just adds a potentially another impediment to doing this compliance.
Commissioner, this helps as we go forward, and it gives you at least some comfort on it, and it makes it better. Is that correct?
It's better than the original language. Okay.
Well,
Mr. Chair, I don't think I heard Mr. Ines say the administration could even support the amended language at this point, though. They still have concerns, and I think we need to be clear about that if you actually don't want to go to conference committee and are looking for a signature.
Representative Holberg, I understand it, and that's why there'll be a day or two before this gets to the House floor for some additional discussion with the administration on this issue. Okay. Representative Lincheski, would you incorporate those words into your amendment?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I so move.
Does everybody understand the words that were incorporated into the per capita words? Okay. Any other discussion on the amendment, though? Any other discussion? If not, then those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
And carried.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I have to go and solve all the health problems of the world, but I just wanted to offer a comment to this project.
Sure.
I think it's, from what I can tell, it's cool to try these things, and I like the historic credit. I tried to carry that myself a long time ago. But I just, to my colleague here, you might need a conference committee, or at least to get some buy-in. So I mean, you seem sincere in wanting to get this accomplished, and so I, saving a couple days might be expensive. So just advice.
Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Abler. I'll let Senator Bach know you're on his side, but the HLSA is not interested in going to conference committee with the Senate on this. We think, actually, we've worked it out really well with the Senate today, and Senator Bach has agreed to all the language in the bill.
Any other questions at all? At the present time, I want it to be understood that the additional compliance is not necessarily additional. The compliance language in here is right at the present time, not additional. So it does not have to go to Representative Kahn's committee. Okay. Any other discussion on the bill itself?
Mr. Chair, are you saying that passage of this doesn't require any changes to any of the budget resolutions or anything? That, I mean, I don't know if this bill pays for itself or not. That's what I don't know at this point.
Yes, I think it does. But if it doesn't, we also have the other bills on the bottom line that I'm comfortable that it meets the budget resolution. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, to the author, on page 31, line 31.6, you talk about the project will create or retain jobs in the state. How are we going to measure retained jobs?
Representative Lincheski, page 31.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, page 31.6.
31.6.
Where they talk about the project will create or retain jobs, and so how do we measure a retained job?
31.6.
You know, I'm trying to, I think that this is, we're in the middle of the economic development TIF section, I think, and this cities to implement these have to make findings, and so the cities who would choose to use these TIF districts would make that determination, as they do now.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Davids.
Chair Lincheski, is there definitions in statute?
Are there definitions currently, this is new language here, but currently that define what a retained job is?
Representative Lincheski?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, this is part of section.
Maybe staff can help.
You know,
us.
This is section 469. Other than the common usage of a retained job, I mean, if you don't lay someone off, for example, LGA cuts, you lay some people off, you know, you're not retaining.
Welcome to the committee, if you can identify yourself for the tape.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Joel Michael from House Research. This, Representative Davids, this does parallel a provision in existing law for economic development TIF districts where municipalities are actually required to make findings that are somewhat more challenging, I think, to make than this, and that they have to find that it will create or retain permanent jobs in the state, whereas all they need to do here is to actually find, I believe, if I read this language correctly, that a construction worker will be hired to work on this project that otherwise would not be. It's always been a big question. There have been legislative auditors studies of this as to the existing, as to, you know, the basis for which cities are making these findings, but they are required to do this under current law.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other questions? If not, then Representative Lincheski moves that House File 2695 as amended be passed and referred to the General Registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Members, we do have the minutes before us. The new copy is placed before us, which indicates the votes. Representative Davids moves the minutes of March 17th, 2010. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. And members, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you for your patience.